Different motions have been put forward by lawmakers since the Finance Committee began deliberating on the funding requests. These motions with demands ranging from revising the calculation base for the management fees to laying down prerequisites for the funding have all been voted down. One lawmaker who supported the funding cited facilities like swimming pools run by the Leisure and Cultural Services Department as an example, claiming that such items were also investment projects that were costly and non-profitable. Her conclusion was that the government could not scrap an item just because it was operated at a loss. By comparing the use of public money to satisfy citizens' needs for leisure and cultural activities, and the use of it to subsidize Disneyland's profit-making, the lawmaker was making a deliberate attempt to confuse matters. The Finance Committee, by giving the green light to the expansion plan, has deprived Hong Kong people of a major opportunity to put pressure on Disneyland. It has also made the government's weaknesses more visible to Disneyland, and now it could ask even more from the government. Our fear is that it will be increasingly difficult to negotiate a good deal from the Disneyland over issues such as the land for the second phase after theme park. Thank you for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Toby Chu, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.